Those who are responsible for the pandemic have used two of the weapons that the Nazis used, which was fear and propaganda. Propaganda feeds the fear, foments it, hardens it. At that time, the fear was against Jews who were accused of being spreaders of infectious disease. The thing that I realized and was horrified by was that medicine under the Nazis had been totally taken over by government. And so I realized that panic was being fomented so that people would lose confidence in their ability to discern things. And so the best way is listen to public health officials, the experts.
The thing that'll get us back to the world that we had before coronavirus is the vaccine and getting that out to all 7 billion people.
Bill Gates assumes the mantle of one who has authority in the medical public health field.
There has never been a public health. The only health that ever existed is the individual's health. Every single medical procedure or medical practice needs to be considered with regards to how does it affect this individual patient? Is it necessary?
Why did all of you cooperate? And here's the interesting answer. The Nazis never presented themselves as negative, destructive people. They presented themselves as a party who is trying actually to make things better. And that's what they taught people. When you were taken to a ghetto, it was for your own protection. When you were taken to a camp, you were told, we have work for you there, and food, and shelter. We want to help you.
My grandfather, who was in the French army, he got into camps, and he always feared after that normal doctors. He saw them doing all kinds of experiments on people, entering the barracks with huge syringes and things like that.
There were people sent in Australia to camps. They didn't kill them there, but the process that we are going through is part of what they were doing to them. Most people just think, well, we need to do what the government says and they want what is good for us. And they trust them and they think that's the way it is. It's so scary that you can understand what happened there, that it happens again.
It's a deja vu, you know, I feel exactly. I mean, people tell us what to do now. People are telling us how to do, how to go, what to shop.
We went like sheep in the Second World War. It's happening now all over the world with this COVID. I'm against people who are telling me what to do with my body because it's a lie, it's a big lie. When people are so blind, I can't stand it. I have to try to convince them to open their eyes, to open their ears, not to go like sheep.
It's a race between enslavement and expansion of global human consciousness. Because there are many, 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 many more of us. I'm advocating for nonviolent civil disobedience and absolute rejection of all these mandates. Resist.